Yes Minister by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, starring Paul Eddington as the Right Honourable James Hacker MP and Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey Appleby, with Derek Folds as Bernard Woolley in The Moral Dimension.
You're sure we can't be accused of wasting lots of government money on this trip?
Oh, absolutely, Minister.
And we are taking the smallest possible delegation?
Absolutely, pared to the bone.
But who are all these people coming onto the plane?
Our little delegation.
Who said it had been pared to the bone?
So it has.
Well, who are they?
Well, to start with, a small delegation from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office.
But this is a DAA mission.
Yes, well, we are going abroad, Minister. Foreign policy is at stake. We're going to ratify the contract for one of the biggest export orders Britain has ever obtained in the Persian Gulf.
But all that was negotiated by British Electronic Systems Limited. Why do we need all these civil servants? Who are all the rest?
Well, there's a delegation from the Department of Trade and one from Industry. There's a small group from Energy. After all, we are going to an oil sheikdom. There's a Deputy Secretary leading a team from the Cabinet Office. There's a group from the Central Office of Information. Then, of course, there's our own team from DAA, Press Secretary's Office, private secretaries, liaison with other departments, secretaries from the legal department who did the contract, those who supervised the contract.
Pared to the bone?
Pared to the bone.
But when we were going to meet the Qumranis in Middlesbrough, we were only going to take seven people with us.
Well, Teesside is perhaps not quite so diplomatically significant as Qumran.
Teesside returns four MPs.
Qumran controls Shell and BP.
And what are you doing here?
Purely my sense of duty free.
Duty free?
Duty free from any personal considerations. Now, perhaps you'd care to approve this, Minister.
What is it?
It's the final communique.
The final communique? You can't write the communique before you've had the meeting.
On the contrary, Minister, you can't write the communique after you've had the meeting. No, we had to get an agreement from half a dozen other departments, from the EEC, from Washington, from the Qumrani embassy. You can't do all that in a few hours in the middle of the desert.
But this may bear no relation to what we actually say.
Well, no communique ever bears any relation to what you actually say.
Well, then why have one?
Well, it's a sort of exit visa, gets you past the press corps. You know, the journalists need to justify their huge expenses for a futile non-event.
Non-event?
Yeah, well, of course, a brilliant triumph for you, Minister. Which is why it's a futile non-event for the press.
I suppose what they'd really like is for me to get drunk at the reception or something.
Yes. Not much hope of that. Qumran's dry.
Yeah, well, of course. Tis in the middle of the desert. What? You mean Islamic law?
Alas, yes.
We shall be able to get a drink at the embassy, shan't we?
Oh, at the embassy, but the reception and dinner at the palace. 5 hours of orange juice.
5 hours without a single drinky? Why did you let me come on this trip, Humphrey? What are we going to do? Hip flasks?
No. It's much too risky. We'll just have to grin and bear it.
Here, why don't we set up a security communications room, say, next door to the reception? You know, emergency telephones, telex lines to Downing Street, all that sort of thing. Then we could fill it with cases of booze brought in from the embassy.
Minister!
Liven up the orange juice.
That is a stroke of genius.
Can it be done?
Well, a special communications room would need a major crisis.
5 hours on orange juice is a major crisis.
Yes, well, the pound is under pressure.
Could you arrange it, Humphrey?
Well, if those are your instructions, Minister, I think I can guarantee enthusiastic support.
It really was awfully generous of you to present me with this really splendid gift.
It is a great pleasure to be able to commemorate this day.
It's so beautiful.
A magnificent example of 17th century Islamic art.
What was it originally?
A rosewater jar.
I see. For rosewater, I presume.
Quite so.
Oh, excuse me, Minister. There's an urgent call for you in the communications room. Mr. Haig.
General Haig?
No, Mr. Haig, you know, the one with the dimples?
Ah, yes. Will you excuse me? Most important.
I'm the only woman here.
Yes, special dispensation. They've made you an honorary man for the evening.
This jar is going to look wonderful on the corner table in our hall.
Oh, well, actually, Mrs. Hacker, I'm not sure if...
If what?
Well, you see, it's a gift to the minister.
Well, it's his hall, too.
No, what I mean is I don't think you'll be allowed to keep it.
Why ever not?
Well, I suppose it could be thought that if it were valuable, it could influence some ministers. I mean, not your minister, that is my minister. Our minister, your husband, as it were. As it is, in fact. I mean, he is. I mean, well, some ministers.
Bernard.
I'm sorry.
Are you telling me we have to give it back?
Oh, no, no, that would be an insult.
Well, we can't keep it. We can't give it back. What do I do?
Well, it becomes the property of the government. It's put in a basement somewhere in Whitehall.
Are you sure we can't keep it?
Not if it's worth more than about £50.
How do we find out?
You get a valuation.
Could you get a valuation?
Oh, well, I...
Wouldn't it be wonderful if it was less than £50? Because it's awfully pretty.
Well, I suppose I could try.
Oh, Bernard, you are wonderful. I don't know what we'd do without you.
Ah, Bernard, you're wanted in the communications room. Mr. John Walker.
Johnny Walker?
Yes, from the Scotch office. Scottish.
Isn't there a message for me, darling?
Yes, of course there is. Bernard will get it for you if you give him your glass. If you give him your glass, he'll get you some more orange juice as well. Bernard, is Humphrey here yet?
Oh, yes, he's just over here, Minister. Excuse me.
Humphrey? What on earth are you wearing?
Traditional Foreign Office courtesy to our Arab host. Isn't that right, Effendi?
Oh, spot on, Humphrey. Mm. Isn't that right, Your Royal Highness?
Yes, we do regard it as the most warm and gracious compliment for our guest to adopt our traditional dress.
Thank you. Now, may I present our minister, Mr. Hacker? This is Prince Mohammed.
How do you do, Your Royal Highness?
Ah, pleased to meet you, Your Excellency.
Your Excellency. Yes. I say, if you'll excuse me, I must just have a quick word with Sir Humphrey.
Ah, yes, of course.
Yeah. I can't believe my eyes. What are you here as, Alibaba?
Minister, when in Rome...
Well, we're not in Rome, Humphrey. You look ridiculous. I suppose if we were in the Fiji Islands, you'd be dressed in a grass skirt.
The Foreign Office take the view that as the Arab nations are a very sensitive people, we should show them whose side we're on.
Well, it may come as a surprise to the Foreign Office, but you're supposed to be on our side. Ah, oh, Bernard, good. Yes. Any messages from the communications centre?
Well, there is one for Sir Humphrey, Minister.
Oh, good.
Yes. The Soviet embassy on the line, Sir Humphrey, Mr. Smirnoff.
Ah.
Are you sure there isn't one for me?
Well, there was a message from the British embassy compound, the school, a delegation of teachers.
Ah, yes. Must go and greet the teachers before the bells goes. The bell goes.
We are receiving a great many very urgent messages.
Yes, yes, we are.
Bernard, excuse me. Your Royal Highness, I wonder if I could present Mr. Pennington.
Please excuse me.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, Your Highness.
Excuse me, Effendi. I could not help overhearing your conversation about valuing the gift. Perhaps I can help.
Oh, well, that would be... do you have any idea how much?
Of course. An original 17th century rose water jar is very valuable.
Oh, dear.
You're not pleased?
Yes and no. You see, if it's too valuable, the minister won't be allowed to keep it, and I was rather hoping it wasn't.
Ah. Well, as I was saying, an original 17th century rose water jar is very valuable, but this copy, though excellently done, is not of the same order.
Oh, good. About how much?
I would be interested to hear your guess.
Oh, a little under £50.
Brilliant! Quite a connoisseur.
And would you sign a valuation certificate?
But of course. Your English customs are very strange.
Oh, why?
You're so strict about a little gift. And yet, your electronics company pays our finance minister $1 million for his cooperation in securing this contract. Is this not strange?
You don't mean...
Of course. I work for the finance ministry. I got my share of the money.
For what?
For keeping my mouth shut.
I see. Would you excuse me for a moment?
Yes, of course.
Minister, can I have a private word with Sir Humphrey?
You may speak freely, Bernard.
Yes. Oh, Minister, there was a message for you in the communications room. The VAT man, your 69 returns.
A bigger one?
VAT 69.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, right.
Bernard, I'm rapidly coming to the conclusion that the minister's had almost as many urgent messages as he can take.
I just found out the most terrible thing, Sir Humphrey.
Oh, dear me.
This contract was obtained by bribery.
Of course.
But
all contracts in Qumran are obtained by bribery. Everybody knows that. It's perfectly all right as long as nobody knows.
But shouldn't we tell the minister?
Certainly not.
But if everybody knows...
Everybody else. You do not let a minister know what everybody else knows, Bernard. Oh, shh, shh, shh.
Ah, Lawrence Arabia. You're wanted in the communications room.
Oh, good. Who is it?
Napoleon.
It is alleged in Le Monde that the recent British Electronics Systems contract with Qumran was won by bribery. Do you hear this, Humphrey?
Yes, indeed, Minister.
It's said that this is part of a hideous web of corruption woven by Western industrial countries and third world governments that forms a blot on our modern civilization.
Oh, webs don't form blots, Minister.
What?
Well, spiders don't have any ink, you see, only cuttlefish.
Spiders don't have cuttlefish? What are you talking about?
No, I know, you see, but...
Thank you, Bernard.
Isn't this terrible to print baseless accusations like this?
Oh, yes, that's terrible.
Backsheesh, palm greasing, good God, we're British.
Absolutely, Minister.
Yet it's not like the FT to print a story like this unless there's something behind it. Is there something behind it, Humphrey?
I think the sports news is behind it, Minister.
I want to know the truth, Humphrey.
I don't think you do, Minister.
Will you answer a direct question?
I strongly advise you not to ask a direct question.
Why?
It might provoke a direct answer.
Never has yet. Bernard, what do you know about all this? Now, come and tell me, on your word of honour.
Oh, well, there was...
There was a lot of gossip, that's all, Minister. Rumour, hearsay.
Bernard?
Well, one of the Qumranis did tell me that he'd received...
Hearsay, Minister.
Hearsay?
Yes, Bernard heard him say it.
Are you telling me that the BES contract was won by bribery?
Oh, Minister, I do wish you wouldn't use words like bribery.
Well, what would you like me to say? Slush funds? Sweeteners? Brown envelopes?
Oh, Minister, these are extremely crude and unworthy expressions for what is no more than creative negotiation.
You do realise what you're saying, don't you, Humphrey? I ratified that contract, didn't I, in good faith?
Yes, indeed, Minister.
And in that communique that I issued to the press, I announced a British success, won in a fair fight.
Yes, I did wonder about that bit.
Now you're telling me that it was got by bribery.
No, Minister.
Oh, it was not got by bribery.
That is not what I said.
What did you say?
I said I'm not telling you it was got by bribery.
Well, how would you describe these payments?
How does the contract describe them, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's really quite simple. Retainers, personal donations, special discounts, miscellaneous outgoings, agents' fees, political contributions, management expenses.
And how are these payments made?
Well, anything from a numbered account in a Swiss bank to a fistful of used onces slipped under the door of the gents.
You realise how shocking this is?
Well, Minister, that is a narrow and parochial view. In other parts of the world, they see things quite differently.
Sin is not a branch of geography, Humphrey.
Oh, but it is, Minister. In developing countries, the size of the extra contractual payment is the means of showing how serious you are about the deal. It's like a publisher's advance to an author. The one who pays the biggest advance is the one who expects the biggest sales, that's all.
I just don't believe this. Are you saying that winking at corruption is government policy?
Oh, no, no, Minister. It could never be government policy. That is unthinkable. Only government practice.
Oh, that was the press office, Minister. It looks as if the papers may want a statement about the Qumran bribery allegation.
Statement? Well, what am I going to say?
Well, I'm sure that the press office can devise something convincing and meaningless. After all, that's what they're paid for.
You're a cynic, Humphrey.
A cynic is what an idealist calls a realist.
Mm. Well, I shall tell the truth. After all, I know nothing of this. Why should I back something that I never approve?
But this contract means thousands of British jobs, millions of export dollars. Surely you're not going to throw all that away because of some small technical irregularity.
It is not a small technical irregularity. It is corruption.
No, no. Merely a few uncontracted prepayments.
Humphrey, I don't expect you to understand this, but government is not just a question of fixing and manipulating. There is a moral
dimension.
Oh, yes, of course, Minister. The moral dimension. I assure you, it is never out of my thoughts.
So, if this comes up in Parliament, or if questions are asked in the press, I shall announce an inquiry.
Oh, splendid idea, Minister. I shall be most happy to conduct it.
No, not an internal inquiry, a real inquiry.
Minister, you can't
be serious. A real inquiry.
Minister, I beg
you. Humphrey, the moral dimension.
Good evening, Mrs. Hacker.
Now, Bernard, come in. Jim's just coming.
Oh, thank you very much.
Is that you, Bernard?
Yes, Minister.
Come in, Bernard.
Oh, there's that jar from Qumran.
Yes. Funnily enough, someone was round here this afternoon and was frightfully interested in it.
Oh, really?
Yes, Jenny Goodwin. You know, works for The Guardian.
The Guardian?
Yes, she asked where it came from.
A journalist?
Yes. Well, The Guardian, anyway. She asked what it was worth. I said about £50.
You said about £50?
Yes. Funnily enough, she thought it was genuine.
She thought it was genuine?
Yes. Bernard, you sound like an answering machine.
An answering machine? Oh, I'm... I'm sorry.
She asked if I'd mind if she rang up the Qumrani embassy to ask what it was worth.
To ask what it was worth? What did you say?
Oh, I said, by all means. It is only a copy, isn't it, Bernard?
Well, so far as I'm... yes, so I'm led to... good gracious, is that the time?
Oh, Bernard.
Oh, sorry, Sir Humphrey. The minister's going to be a few minutes late.
Oh, well, I'll come back.
Well, actually, Sir Humphrey, I wonder if I could have a word with you.
Yes? I said yes.
Yes, I know. You see,
Is something the matter, Bernard? Come on, out with it. Did you send the minister to the wrong dinner? Give him the wrong speech. Show him some papers we didn't mean him to see. Worse? Much worse? Tell me about it.
Well, you know that jar the minister was given in Qumran? Well, the minister's wife liked it.
Yes, I expect she did.
And then, when I explained the rules to her, she looked terribly sad.
They always do.
And then she asked, was it really worth more than £50? And she said, wouldn't it be marvellous if it wasn't? And she sort of looked at me.
Oh, my dear Bernard, a 17th century vase.
Yes, I know, but there was this terribly nice Qumrani businessman, and we had a conversation, and he valued it as a copy, not as an original, £49.95.
And you believed him?
Well, yes, he said he was an expert, and he spoke Arabic awfully well. And so I accepted his valuation in good faith. After all, Islam is a jolly good faith.
Bernard, you took a grave personal risk. You're lucky nobody asked any questions.
Well, that's just it, you see. A journalist from The Guardian saw it in the minister's house and started to ask a lot of questions. Of course, Mrs. Hacker said it was a copy, but, well, the press are so horribly suspicious about things.
Oh, despicable.
So, what shall I do?
Well, the minister must be told.
Morning, Humphrey.
Morning, Minister.
Sorry to keep you.
Oh, it's quite all right. You read my submission, Minister?
Yes, I did. And it won't do. I'm not going to be accused of sweeping bribery under the carpet. So, if questions are asked, I'm going to announce a full independent inquiry chaired by a QC.
But, Minister, you can't. That contract is worth £340 million.
Get thee behind me, Humphrey. The moral dimension.
Well, Minister, if there is an inquiry, other things may come out too.
Such as?
I'm afraid Bernard has something to tell you.
Well?
You know that jar the Qumranis gave you?
Yes. It's at the flat now. Most attractive.
Well, I told Mrs. Hacker she could keep it because I had it valued for less than £50. Yes. But I'm not sure. The man who valued it was awfully nice, and I told him Mrs. Hacker liked it a lot, but he may have been just, well, being helpful.
That's all right, Bernard. No one will ever know. Jolly enterprising of you.
No, Mrs. Hacker told me a journalist had seen it and was asking questions.
A journalist?
Can I just see that valuation? Well, the Treasury isn't too happy about valuations written on the backs of menus.
It is a very good menu.
What is it worth,
well,
really?
If it's a copy, what the valuation says, probably.
And if it's an original?
About £5,000.
Oh, my God. And I kept it.
Yes. Oh, yes, all right, send him in. Minister Bill Pritchard from the press office is coming in to talk to you.
No, no, not now, Bernard, not. Look, I'm trying to deal with this terrible problem you've landed me
with. Well, that's what he wants to talk to you about.
Well, Minister, the Foreign and Commonwealth Office are in a frightful state. It seems that Mrs. Hacker has told the Guardian that that extremely valuable 17th century thing presented to you by the Qumrani government was a copy. Yeah. The Guardian phoned the Qumran embassy for their comments, and now the Qumran government are incensed at the suggestion that they insulted Britain by giving you a worthless gift. Oh. The FCO say it's building up into the biggest diplomatic incident since death of a princess. And this reporter outside from the Guardian is demanding to see you right away.
Minister.
Yes, Bernard.
Minister, what are you... What are you...
Bernard, my duty is clear. I have no choice.
No choice?
No choice, Bernard. I didn't ask you to lie to my wife about the value of that gift,
well,
did I?
No, but
Bernard, I realize that you acted from the purest possible motives, but I'm sorry. There can be no excuse for falsifying a document.
But I didn't...
Let me continue, please. I cannot have it said that I asked you to do this. No more, Humphrey, than I can have it said that I connived at bribery and corruption in our business dealings. Enough is enough, so I'm afraid. If this journalist asks me straight questions on either of these subjects, I shall have to give her straight answers.
Yes, Minister, I agree with you. I see now that there is a moral dimension to everything. Will you tell the press about the communications room, or shall I?
What?
All the scotch in Qumran.
You mean to tell me that if I say, that, then you'll tell, well, and drop me in the
moral dimension.
This is completely different. It's not the same thing at all.
Oh, why?
Well, drinking, that's not corruption.
No, it's just deceit, that's all.
Deceit?
We have deceived the Qumranis. I am racked with guilt. Tormented by the knowledge that we have violated their solemn and sacred Islamic law in their own country. Sooner or later, we'll have to own up and admit that it was all your idea.
It wasn't.
It was.
It wasn't. Was it?
Bernard, is it 50 lashes or 100?
Minister, I must ask you to meet this journalist or she'll write something terrible anyway. Oh, yes. Yeah. All right, yes. Yeah. God, what am I going to say?
Well, may I suggest that attack is the best form of defence?
Attack, yes. Attack. Attack, yes, yes. Good thinking, Humphrey, yes. Yes, right. Got it. Attack. Attack.
Minister, may I introduce Miss Jenny Goodwin from The Guardian?
How do you do, Minister?
Oh, do come in. Sit down, won't you, Jenny? I may call you Jenny, may I not?
If you like.
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Two things, really, Minister. Both of them rather worrying to the public. Mm. The first is a story that you may have seen in the French press. It's about corruption in BES getting the Qumrani contract.
Complete nonsense.
But they quoted reports of payments to officials.
This is absolutely typical. A British company slogs its guts out to win orders, create jobs, earn dollars, and what does it get from the media? A smear campaign.
But if they won by bribery...
No question of bribery. I've had a full internal inquiry, and all these so-called payments have been identified.
What as?
Commission fees. Administrative overheads.
Operative costs. Managerial surcharge.
Oh, introduction expenses, miscellaneous outgoings.
We have looked into every brown envelope, every account book, and everything is completely in order.
I see.
And may I say one further thing? Allegations of this nature are symptomatic of a very sick society, for which I'm afraid the media must take their share of the blame.
The media?
Why are you putting thousands of British jobs at risk? I'm calling on the Press Council to censure the press for its appalling lack of professional standards in running this story. The Council, and indeed the House of Commons, must be concerned about the standards which have applied in this disgraceful matter. Pressure will be brought to bear to make sure that this sort of gutter press reporting is not repeated.
I see. Well, there is this other question. It's about the rosewater jar apparently presented to you in Qumran.
Yes?
Well, I saw it in your flat, actually.
Yes, yes. Yes, but we're keeping it there, temporarily.
Temporarily?
Oh, yes, yes. Very valuable, you know.
Mrs. Hacker said that it was an imitation.
Burglars, girl. Burglars. Didn't want to get gossip going round. Not until we could get rid of it.
Get rid of it?
Yes, I'm presenting it to our local museum as soon as I get up to the constituency at the weekend. Can't hold on to it, you know, it's government property. Now, what was your question?
No, that's all right, actually. No, that's fine.
Nothing more?
No, that's all.
Oh, well. Good of you to drop in.
Thank you, Minister.
Goodbye, Jenny.
Oh. Superb, Minister.
Thank you, Minister.
Oh, well, it was nothing really. One must stick by one's friends, eh, Humphrey? Eh, Bernard? Loyalty.
Yes, Minister.
In The Moral Dimension, you heard Paul Eddington as Jim Hacker, Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey, and Derek Folds as Bernard. Annie was played by Diana Hoddinott, Bill Pritchard by Anthony Carrick, Prince Mohammed by Walter Randall, the First Arab by Vic Tablian, and the Helpful Arab by Ali Rifai. Jenny Goodwin was played by Moya Leslie, Ross by Robin Summers, and the Diplomat by Mark Straker. Yes, Minister was written by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, and adapted for radio by the producer, Pete Atkin.